Again today. And you know, here at Advanced Living, there's a commitment week in and week out to bring quality, value, so that we can make our lives sparkle, because there's been something inside of us, maybe from childhood, who knows how long ago, that we knew it could just be beautiful. And there's some things that have gotten in the way. So what we are looking to do is to get smarter and to make better choices. So each week, that's the commitment, is to bring to you something to support you through Advanced Living Radio. And before we get started, I want to share a guiding prayer that helps me, and invite you to create your own guiding prayer. The one I use goes like this: Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives, so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Yes. So that's our guiding light, our guidepost. And as we get into the show today, take a moment to say a thank you to our sponsor, which is the comfort technology that you can find at advancedlivingcomfort.com. That's ADVANCED, livingcomfort.com. It's a tiny plug-in item. It's referred by many customers to as a Clark Kent clock with superpowers, because when you look at it, you're seeing a small digital clock that you'd see on a desk, a nightstand, in someone's travel bag. And when it's plugged in, it not only does the time thing, it creates this pure harmonized energy that mitigates the stress of our high-tech electric world. And we've got people like Harvard MD Eva Selhub and Chicken Soup for the Soul author Jack Canfield and Reverend Michael Beckwith, just so many professionals loving this and recommending it. So check out advancedlivingcomfort.com. And now, today, as we get in for some more fun and adventure, we're kind of wondering, because we know, if you've ever had a biology class or seen something on TV, life came from the sea. Well, what if the sea, which we're not in anymore, we're land-based creatures for the most part, what if the sea had some of the most healthy food for people, and that we just we're used to living off the land? And where's the saying, I'm living off the sea? Well, we've got a guest today that is devoted to helping us live healthier and to reacquaint ourselves with the powerful nutrition that's available and the wonderful healthy foods from the sea. Our guest is Scott Kennedy, and he is a conscious food manufacturer. He's a national health speaker, and he's leading the sea vegetation advocate. He is probably the most prominent one in our country, And so we have the blessing of him today. He's the founder and president of a company, Pharmacy Health. That's, of course, spelled uniquely F-A-R-M-A, Pharma, and then S-E-A for C, Health. And he is a pioneer in the harvesting of sea vegetation and the production of whole food. I love this, whole food supplements for adults, children, and pets. So let's welcome on board our friend Scott Kennedy. Hello, Scott.
Kenneth Lesser, thank you for inviting me today. It's my pleasure to be here, and thank you for that introduction. It's wonderful.
Oh, you're welcome. To me, this is such a treat to have you sharing something that most of us overlook. And so help us to get a little bit more about your background, of what got you started in marine nutrition.
Well, that could take 55. Do we have 55 minutes today, Kenneth?
Yes.
Oh, great. We can. First, I wanted to acknowledge you for your show, Advanced Living Radio. Now, I've never listened to your show before, but I certainly love the name of it, and that opening prayer really calmed me down. And so, something you said in the opening about how things are in the way. That you believe, or that we should believe, that we are meant to have abundant lives and we're meant to be biologically healthy, but things get in the way. So that's true in a lot of different ways, but in the area of our biology, you know, our cells are little creatures that are breathing under blue salt water right now. So I'll just say that again. We have little sentient, intelligent creatures swimming around in our blood, which is blue, till it hits the oxygen, and they're breathing oxygen underwater. And that salt water is the same content as the ocean. And then there's one more aspect. The oxygen that they're breathing, 76% of it, came from a sea plant. So the oceans are full of single-cell macroalgae, and those single-cell macroalgae provide the Earth's oxygen. 3 out of 4 of every one of our breaths is 100% seaweed substance called oxygen. So when we breathe that in, and those creatures breathe it underwater, and then if we were to feed our cells or those creatures whole seaweed, then they're eating and breathing seaweed and sea plants. And when they do that, they are the healthiest little creatures, and they're like fish, but they go about their genetically pre-programmed duties, and that is what you started with. Those cells know how to be healthy. They know how to achieve homeostasis. Homeostasis being perfect, balanced health. They're programmed to work together to create homeostasis in the body that they reside in. And so that's an amazing thing. So all we have to do really is feed them or take care of them. And then when we do that, and the best way possible is to feed them sea plants every day. And it's borne out by the statistics of people that do eat seaweed every day, the Japanese. And so that's really in the area of biology. We should all be perfectly healthy. Set aside congenital diseases that you're born with or genetic malfunctions. But after we're born, we're meant to be healthy. And as long as we try to get out of the way and then feed ourselves what they want, we'll be amazed at how easy it is to be perfectly healthy.
Hmm. Oh, that's great. Now, I'm wondering, I guess you've been at this, and I don't know if this was something that interested you early in your life or what brought you on the path of looking into marine nutrition, and how long have you been at this game?
Oh, well, that's a good question, and it's been 29 years, 1983, and I've had the word sea veg, I guess two words, sea veg, it's a trademark that we own. Also, that pharmacy word that I got in 2003, I applied for it, and Pfizer tried to stop us from getting it. But sea veg was on my license plate back in Texas in the early 80s. Because my mother was stricken with multiple sclerosis when she was pregnant with me. Mm. And then 27 years later, and this is a so-called incurable disease, 27 years later, I found these seaweed supplements from a company that had a family business who had been doing it, bringing seaweed in little packages. And early on in 1932, they were selling it door to door in little powdered packages. And that's the Wachter's Organic Sea Products Corporation, Wachter, W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S. Hmm. Now, the owner and his son carried it on, and I came into contact with an iridologist. An iridologist, I didn't know anything about iridology or the New Age movement. I was really interested in finding whatever I could for my mother because the doctors said that her disease was incurable. And so we got her these seaweed supplements, and in 90 days, her numbness in her hands and her feet disappeared.
Hmm.
She was about 27, 28. She was 55, and in 90 days, her numbness went away, and she got stronger, and she told my sister, and my sister told me, and I said, Mom, why don't you tell me? I'm the one that got you those seaweed supplements. And she said, well, I thought you would go into the seaweed business, quit real estate, and I didn't want you to do that, because there's no money in seaweed, and she even knew that, and that's exactly what I did, Kenneth. I saw what happened to her. Now, she's never had another MS attack. She's 84 now. And then in the year 2000, my two brothers thought she was misdiagnosed 17 years earlier because no green pills could be the cure for MS because the doctors have said it's incurable.
Mm-hmm.
And so she brought her medical records into another neurologist, had an MRI done because they didn't have MRIs in the 80s. And the final prognosis was not only was she diagnosed correctly, losing the use of the right side of her body for a week, her eye going over to the right side of her head, talking like she was drunk in the middle of the day, and couldn't walk. So she was diagnosed correctly in 56. And secondly, there was no new demyelinization since 1983. So she's in clinical remission. And she's never taken any of their drugs. All she took were the seaweed pills. Now, the Wachter's company is still around, but the owners and their sons have passed on. So I'm actually carrying on the work of that company and trying to get seaweed to every American in a way that they can palate it every day. Because when you feed those creatures that seaweed, well, we've already talked about that. Now, it goes on from there. You know, I thought everybody would want to know about it, including her neurologist. And Kenneth, interrupt me if I go on too long. Please interrupt me.
Sure, this is interesting, Scott. The main function that we want to cover is learning some of what makes you passionate about it, which you're telling us with your mom, and then we want to find out, of course, some different things about seaweed, different types of them, how you've discovered it. Is there different places on Earth? Is some is better than others? Is it all the same? There's a whole bunch of things. And so, yeah, mm-hmm. Please, this is so important.
Well, thank you, Kenneth. And the nature of your show is, I know it's spiritual, and I probably should know a little bit more about it, but if you could just explain what your show's about, that would help me determine what I can say or what's appropriate. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, what we want to be able to do is provide important information that helps people looking at improving their quality of life. And, of course, one so very important thing that you're well aware of is nutrition. And so we've been told to, so many of us have been told by medical doctors, eat a balanced diet, whatever that is, and don't worry about vitamins, and you'll be fine. And so now we're coming to a time of going, well, wait a minute, there's a difference in foods, and then there's a difference in organic versus agribusiness-grown foods. And then there's vitamins that are synthetic versus whole food things that the body can recognize. So these are some of the areas that in nutrition that we want people to become aware of and to help them to learn how this particular thing that is grown right beautifully in the sea of life, how this can be helpful in so many ways. And so please carry on with the stuff about, with your mom, and then more about just the sea vegetation and ways that can help us.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I know that you're here to help people live better and live with better quality, and then maybe disseminate the truth from the fiction, and maybe be in some ways mythbusters. And that's what I do in my business. There's no one like me in the nutrition business, and I'm not bragging. It's just that if not me, who? Well, there wouldn't be anybody. And so nobody really cares about seaweed in the West or in America. No money is put toward it for grants by the pharmaceutical industry. There is in Europe. In Europe, because it's just older and they use seaweed over there. But here in America, there's just been no money toward given toward seaweed or the study of it. So most of the studies, and we have all of them, over 5,000 studies, come from outside the country, outside our borders. But remember when people used to get the nutrients from insane stuff like food, Kenneth?
Yeah. 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 Those are good old days, Scott.
I know. You know, a wise man should consider that health is the greatest of human blessings and learn how, by his own thought, to derive benefit from his illnesses. Hippocrates said that. We should learn from our illnesses. How did that happen, and how can we prevent it from happening again? In fact, Einstein said intellectuals solve problems, but geniuses prevent them, because there's an element of foresight in preventing something. And so... I like the great minds. I like it when these smart people apply it to practical life uses, dynamics that we can practically benefit from. That's why I don't like sports talk radio. Nothing ever happens. It's just talk about sports, and then it's like a complete waste of time, unless you're using it to bet with or. You know, you have your favorite team or something like that. So there's so much talk in the world that really doesn't go toward anything. I've always been very inquisitive, and I wanted to learn about things. And when my mother's MS or numbness went away, I thought maybe we've got a cure for multiple sclerosis. I was naive. 27, I ran to a neurologist. I brought the box in. I said, look, doc, this stuff, my mother's numbness has gone away. And, you know, can we look into this, and can we study this, and maybe we've got a cure for MS here.
Yeah.
And so he said, well, have her just keep doing what she's doing, and I'll put it in the file. I'll put what you told me in the file. I said, you put it in the file. What about your other patients? Well, no, we have our protocols, and our protocols come from the AMA, but maybe you can do some independent study on it or something. And he really brushed me off, and I thought, if I was naive then, I know now that the doctors can only use the protocols for the prognosis or the type of treatment that's approved by the American Medical Association, because that's where they get their malpractice insurance at a little bit lower rates. And in order to do that, they have to stick to the rules. And so people don't realize this, many women don't realize this, and the women are the brokers for their family's health. They really want to take care of themselves and their kids and their husbands, if their husband will let them. And so they like a man in uniform, and the doctors say, that's incurable. Eczema is incurable, and cancer is incurable, and MS is incurable, and psoriasis is incurable. But they leave a certain sentence off of that. That I learned is a lie of omission, because what they really mean to say is eczema, which is a skin condition, seems so simple. Eczema is incurable pharmaceutically. Cancer is incurable the way that we want to cure it. MS is incurable from our protocol. They leave all that off, and they leave, and we think that because they've gone to school for 8 years, that if something can be known, they know it. And that's the illusion, with the first three letters being the key part of that word. That's the illusion that we're under. We're under that illusion, our parents were under it, and it's been conditioned down to us. And your show is about liberating people and helping people in quality of life. The first thing we need to do is realize that these people in the medical profession, and I call it the pharmaceutical industrial complex, they are not interested in any treatment, cure, or prevention that is not man-made. So it isn't that they don't know the cure. They cannot acknowledge, respect, investigate, or prescribe any treatment, if that's what you're going to call it. They treat us treatment. I mean, I don't want to be treated by them. That isn't AMA approved, and the AMA isn't going to prove anything that isn't pharmaceutical. Now, having said that, if you walk in there with a seaweed and your mother's got MS and you seaweed, they just put it in the file and they go, that's fine. They can't tell anyone else to use seaweed. They can't take any time to look at it. And in fact, in medical school, they only take one nutrition course. Why? The AMA does not want doctors talking about food. Food is the father of medicine, who I just quoted Hippocrates, who said a wise man should consider that health is the greatest of human blessings and learn how, by his own thought, to derive benefit from his illnesses. He also said, let your food be your medicine, let your medicine be your food.
Mm-hmm.
Every physician in this country has to raise their right hand and take the Hippocratic Oath in order to get their license. Hippocrates said, let your food be your medicine, let your medicine be your food, and first, do no harm. They take the Hippocratic Oath, which I call the Hippocritic Oath, because they're not going to be in the food business. They're not going to use food. They're not going to do what Edgar Cayce did. They're not going to do that. They're going to use pharmaceuticals. So that should be our first clue to understand that the illusion is ours, that we think they are the doctors, but they aren't the doctors. They're here to help us and assist us. The truth is, we're our own doctor. And doctor means teacher in Latin. And health means wholeness. So a true doctor, like Hippocrates, would teach you about food, would teach you about your illness, and would teach you to be free of your illness, and so you wouldn't come back again. But that's not the medical situation in America. So that's a long answer to your question about how I got into it and why, you know, I stayed with it. I was angry. Okay, he doesn't want to know about it. And I began to study their industry, the medical industry, and MS in particular. I studied that disease like no other disease, and I've studied them all now. That was 28 years ago, 29 years ago. And I learned that they do not want to know the cure for my mother's illness, which obviously frustrated me, and to say the least.
Yeah.
And they do not want other people to know, so they did not suggest I go to the MS Society charity. I did eventually go to them, and I got the same kind of door in my face. But now I realize that these people are collecting money, and even they are not going to respect any treatment that isn't pharmaceutical. Well, there's never going to be a pharmaceutical cure for MS. And there's never going to be a pharmaceutical cure for psoriasis or eczema. And the reason that sounds silly to me, this is a skin condition, why can't they fix it? Because it comes from acidic blood. When your pH is imbalanced and your pH is low, because we have an acidic diet in the United States, from chemicals and meat and preservatives and all the food that we eat, the American diet is very acidic. Drugs are acidic. So drugs are already acidic. So if you have a condition that comes from acidity in your blood, and they can only use pharmaceuticals, and those are acidic, they're going to say it's incurable, but they're going to leave that sentence off. It's incurable with our pharmaceuticals. The truth is you can cure eczema and psoriasis quite easily, and one of the first ways to do it is don't go to the doctor. Dermatology, what a joke dermatology is. Let's try a new steroid. Let's try a new cream. Let's try a new cream. Let's try a new steroid. Let's try a new cream steroid. Skin is made six layers deep 6 weeks earlier. Skin is an inside job. If you've got eczema or psoriasis, your body is pushing out bacteria through the eliminative organ called the epidermis. And because everything isn't being removed the natural way through your digestive system, because you probably don't have a lot of fiber, because you have an acidic diet, and because you have an acidic diet, there's not a lot of fiber, a lot of meat, it's pushing out through the skin, and there's bacteria in that elimination. And that's eating a little bit on the skin. And all you have to do is change your diet, improve your pH, and you've cured eczema and psoriasis. And so that's what made me angry, that when I found out that they really don't want a cure for anything unless it's pharmaceutical, I realized that they're lying to people. And I realized that the people are buying their lies. And then when I studied Hitler and Nazi Germany, Hitler said the bigger the lie, the more people are apt to believe it. And he lied. He lied to Chamberlain. He lied to every country. We're not going to invade you. We're building up our military for defense. We're not going to do this. He lived, at least he walked his talk. What he did was unbelievably horrible. But whenever we see the stories and the movies about the Holocaust, we wonder, how did the Jews not realize what was going to happen to them? And that always, and that's how I feel about my fellow Americans going to the doctor. How can they continue to go to these guys and keep getting the drugs? No one's getting better. They haven't cured a disease in 80 years. People say, oh, we cured polio. Oh, yeah? Well, the people that had it still have it. Okay, we prevented polio. And so there's not been any disease cure in our lifetime, and there's been $50 billion thrown at cancer. So, my mission is really to, like yours, is to enlighten people, to provide an alternative to that medical pharmaceutical complex. And if you look at the word alternative, I'm really just trying to alter the natives. So excuse me for a minute.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. I had to take a drink there, right?
Oh, okay.
It was a monologue.
Yeah, well, that's important. Now, what's I'm so curious about, Scott, for instance, some parts of the world, seaweed is apparently used more than others. Can you kind of go into a little bit of places where folks actually have a reverence for it and have used it a lot? You mentioned Japan, for instance.
Yes, yeah, no, that's a good question, because you're moving into the practical application of what I'm saying, and that's very important. We're not going to cook seaweed. I'm not going to cook seaweed. I'm not going to go out and grab it on the beach and eat it. I'm not going to eat sushi every night. I like sushi. If anybody out there is eating sushi, how you feel when you leave a sushi restaurant, your mood is elevated, you feel good. That comes from the iodine in the seaweed that's wrapped around the fish. We'll talk more about that later. But see, marine algae is all over the world. It's mostly the better species are in the cold water. We studied many of them in Europe. First of all, Dr. Stefan Kron, PhD, marine botany, is my scientific advisor. After Dr. Joseph Wachter Jr. died in 88, I had to carry on their work, and I became the largest distributor the Wachter's company ever had since 1932 and to date. But I had to leave their company and make my own supplement because there was more science and I was learning more, and Dr. Joe had passed on. So I'm carrying on their work, but I'm working with Dr. Kron now. Funny, Dr. Kron and Dr. Wachter have the same birthday, March 16th. And there's over 10,000 species, of which about 25 are considered edible, or let's say certified edible by the EU. And they do have those certifications over there, but not over here. And even over in Europe, they're not eating it every day, but in Japan they are, and in Korea they are. And naturally what I'm a proponent of, eating it every day, it's what we do every day that has the profound effects on our health. It's the things that, like brushing your teeth every day or eating an apple every day, eating some seaweed every day is the key. So if we're not going to cook with it, and I'm not going to, and I wanted to get it for my mother, and I wanted the best species once I learned that they were medicinal. And then when I had a son, my only son in 2000, I wanted the best for him. So I really learned all about seaweed and the best plants and the red, brown, greens and the best species with the most science behind them. And in conjunction with Dr. Kron, we put together a blend of sea plants called the Pharmacy Blend of Sea Plants. And that blend of sea plants contains five different kelps. Your listeners have heard of kelp, or you've heard of kelp, and then there's nori and laver and dulse and rockweed and asco Irish moss, and all these different cultural names and scientific names and Latin names. And so we have the intellectual property to know what the best species are in the world, where to get them through Dr. Krah, who is over in Ireland. No one in America has a PhD in marine botany. No one does. I mean, Dr. Krah is the foremost authority on marine algae in the world. And I'm so honored to have him not only as a scientific advisor, but as a partner in my company. I made him a partner, and I feel like I've captured him. But he's like me on the scientific side. They know what's in the seaweed. They have the names of it, where to get it. And he's a scientist. I'm not a scientist, but I love the science. I'm a promoter, and I like to get the sea plants into people's bodies. That's my goal. And then it does the rest. It's really like a message. I don't have to be responsible for the increase, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So we came up with a blend of sea plants. It's always improving. And these species have never been in the same country throughout history, let alone the same capsid. If you take this blend of sea plants, the salad of the sea, if you will, and you take it every day, and I don't want to do a commercial for our product, but I mean, just because it's in capsules, that's the only way I'm going to deliver it to myself. You know, in America, we're pill poppers. People say, when I speak in front of scientists, they say, why don't you teach people to eat it raw? And I remember speaking at the annual phycology conference, 350 scientists from 146 different countries. And the number one question was, why am I putting it in the capsule? And, you know, I realized how distant, you know, the scientists are from the practical application of things. It's like that talk radio thing. You can talk about seaweed. You can name the seaweed. You can tell me everything about it, where to get it and everything. But these people weren't even eating it. And so there's a disconnect. So I'm in the business of doing what I did for my mother and multiplying that. Because when people write to me and say, my son's profound stuttering went away in a week. My non-contagious TB cough that I've had for 20 years is now gone. My blood sugar has come down. My cholesterol has dropped 68 points in 3 months. My blood pressure has come down. I'm off my medication. I'm sleeping better. I don't need Ambien. I don't need this. I don't need that. My thyroid has come back into balance. My doctor can't believe it. You know, on and on and on since my mother, then you've got to understand that you know, I used to wake up and be happy that, hey, I got some sea veg to people. Now I wake up and go, there's millions of people that don't know about the sea veg. Mm. They don't know about it. And so in the United States, they did a survey. Ocean Discovery, you know, captures all our imaginations. Yet this report said that a survey of consortium of aquariums, zoos, and museums revealed that, for the most part, Americans have only a superficial knowledge of how oceans function and how they're connected to our well-being. And so it's this disconnect between our spirit and what animates us and understanding the body that it inhabits. If we can bring those two things together, we would understand that the ocean, eating from the ocean, is the premier form of energy or nutrition. We can call it nutrition, but nutrition is nothing other than energy. If people knew what they were doing to their bodies and what the companies are trying to sell them, and if they knew that the vitamin industry is completely controlled by the drug companies, they would realize that the illusion is theirs, and that's why they're ill. And then we get back to what we said in the beginning. If they just get out of the way, if they would move the synthetics out of their life and move the doctor out of their life, unless it's an emergency, move those people out of their lives that are MLMers that want them to tell everybody something's great because they can make downline bonuses. So move that stuff out of your life and just move seaweed into your life, even if it's one species or if it's raw, or if it's sushi, get it into your body at least three days a week, and your entire life will change. You won't need doctors. You won't. All you'll need, of course, diagnosis and testing. to tell you they've never seen blood like that. And, you know, it happens to everyone. This isn't, well, it's not for me. So seaweed, air, and water is a perfect way to live. I mean, you can live on our supplement if you took enough. I practically do. But air comes from marine algae, as I said. And so once you feed your body that which it recognizes, it's like a bee recognizing honey, your body recognizes, your cells recognize seaweed, marine algae. And so now it becomes, where can I get it? How much does it cost? Is it pure? Is it clean? And all those questions come up. And, you know, I'm prepared to answer all those. But ultimately, we have to come out from under our illusion first and be able to discern, and discernment's a gift of the Holy Spirit, to discern who is and who isn't telling us the truth. Because if the government and Big Brother and the banks and, you know, our lawyer, if maybe even our mother, if we find that they aren't telling us the truth, that they're telling us something somebody else told them was the truth, or they haven't done the work and they haven't done the study, then what we're doing is we're perpetuating a lie, and, you know, that lie is our illusion, and we're handing it down to our children. And we're in a day and age with the internet and you know, everything that we have out there at our disposal. I think the light is coming on, and the more light you get on seaweed, the better it looks, and the less light, the less you know about nutrition, the better Centrum looks. And I use Centrum because they're the Budweiser of our business. Well, Centrum, and I'm going to take a break here in a second to let you talk, Kenneth.
Okay.
Centrum is, okay. Centrum is when you think about it, Centrum and One A Day are the two biggest vitamin companies in America and the world. Centrum and One A Day. They're big brands. Everybody's heard about them, right?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They're both made by drug companies, Bayer and Pfizer. So take a second here and use your common sense. Can drug companies make nutrition in the laboratory? Wait a minute. So Frankenstein tried that to make life. And so are there any plants in there? Maybe they're just getting them out of plants. No, there's no plants in there. Centrum and One A Day, and don't get me wrong, 350 brands of vitamins, the chemicals are coming from 8 drug companies. So it's not like the brands are different. Well, I take Nature Made, yeah? And you're going to pay 3 times as much for the same chemicals that are in the Spring Valley brand at Walmart, both made by Pharmavite, both buying chemicals from Glaxo Wellcome or Hoffman LaRoche or Pfizer. So all these brands that are out there, and by the way, the FDA has no definition for natural. They won't even define natural. Why? If they define natural as something coming from nature or being a whole food or a plant, like these vitamins these are implied claims, supposed to be, 95% of them would be wiped off the shelves. Because even though they have fancy names, Country Life, Sun Country, Whole, Mega Food, you know, these beautiful names, and Centrum puts a rainbow on their bottle. Why? Because even the adversary sells with the truth. Even the adversary uses the truth, but delivers the lie. So we get caught up in the truth. We're all suckers for the truth. I think we all recognize the truth. What we don't realize is that we trust that anybody that tells us the truth is also going to deliver it. And so the bait and switch, which is the ultimate sales ploy, let me bait you in with a car that has a low price, and when you get in here, I'm going to tell you that car is no longer available. Come over and look at this other one. So it's a bait and switch, and the bait and switch is alive and well in this country, and it's all in the name of corporate profits, and those corporate profits are demanded by the stockholders, and those stockholders are you and me. So we're fooled of the advertising that we're paying for.
Yeah, and thank goodness, Scott, that some people today are now getting wiser and looking when they make investments, whether it's investment in a purchase on a daily basis or investing in a stock of a company, they're starting to look at these things. And I'm so glad that you're bringing that up, because when we support companies that don't bring us the best quality, then that's contrary to our best interests. So this is really excellent. And can you talk a moment about some of the things like sea vegetables and vitamin D or iodine? Thanks to some tidal, earthquake activity under the ocean by Japan, there was a release of toxic radiation, and so that's one of the areas that I think sea vegetables can have some benefit. So I don't know if you can go into some of that aspect about sea vegetables and vitamin D or iodine, or and can you get too much, or can you overdose by eating too much sea vegetables and some of this stuff? So
These are all excellent questions, sir, Kenneth. And as I said, we could go a day or a couple of days, and I can answer all those questions. And I've been doing this for so long that, every now and then I'd like to hear a question that I haven't heard before. But what's most important is that without shows like yours, and without people that care, that understand that we're all in this together, and understand that we are a brother's keeper, we wouldn't be having this conversation today. So what if it's on the periphery and we're the few? And the fact is, those that have, more will be given. So by your works you're known. And if you just follow your heart and do the right thing, and the law of karma's out there. My dogma ran over your karma, but we've got to get away from this organized religion stuff and get into the truth about everything. And the whole truth is what's important. I think the adversary brings us partial truths and tricks us into things. So how do we tell the difference? Well, we have to discern, and we have to have people in shows like yours that can help people disseminate fact from fiction. But it's so difficult. I remember watching that show, To Tell the Truth, that's how old I am, and watching that To Tell the Truth show, where one person would be the professional and the other two would be actors, professional actors. And the panel would ask them questions about their industry, and the actors would know a little bit about it, but they would just act like they were the professional. And I would be wrong all the time. I would be sure it was number one, and because I got sold by the actor. And that's what's so difficult out there. We're talking about seaweed here, and people use their common sense. You don't really need to know everything about it, and I'll talk more about what's in it, but use your common sense. The people that eat from the sea are the longest living people in the history of mankind. The longest living people on the planet right now are Japanese women. They eat 7 grams of seaweed every day, and that's about 14 of our capsules, about the weight of a small lime. It's part of their daily diet, and fish is another part, and fish eat seaweed. Other than that, they eat some rice and some soy, but they don't eat a lot of fruit. This whole idea that you have to eat fruits and vegetables, well, I'm a perfect example that you don't have to eat fruits and vegetables to be healthy. I cannot get sick. I haven't been sick since 1991. I had my health insurance back then. I had stopped getting sick, so I said, I'm not going to carry health insurance anymore. And then I saw how HMOs worked, so I got out of that, and after 3 years, and I said, I'm going to carry an accident policy. But when I get sick, they're just going to give me drugs. They're going to make my sickness a little more bearable, a little more comfortable, but it's just not worth it. In fact, if I went to a doctor with my car that said, check engine oil, and I took my car in there and said, look, doc, check engine oil light's on. What's wrong here? He'll say, I've got just a thing for you. Come out with a pair of wire cutters. He'd reach under the dash, clip the light. And he'd say, okay, you're on your way. Call me if anything, if you need me. Next thing you know, the engine blows, and I've got a new engine for you. And that's the medical profession is only relief from symptoms. And that's important. But when it comes to degenerative disease, Seaweed is the most powerful plant on the earth, up to 60 to 100 times more potent than land plants. Why? Because they're dense plants. They don't have to build a root structure. They're buoyant. And I'm talking about the big macro kelps that are, they call them kelps. It's macro, macrocystis is the big kelp beds and the kelp forests out on the West Coast. And we see a lot of those underwater photography. Those plants do not have a root. They're not rooted in the bottom of the water. They're not rooted in the sand. So if you use your common sense and say, okay, we have salt water in our blood. We have creatures breathing under breathing oxygen. The oxygen comes from seaweed. The people that live by the coast and eat fish, we've heard fish is good for you. We've heard seaweed's good for you, too, but we don't understand it, where we can get it and all that. The fish eat the seaweed. A lot of oil's in there. And seaweed's oily, too, if you get out of the water. So now we have the longest living people in the world eating seaweed every day, but we don't hear about it from our governmental health agencies. At least we heard about red wine. You know, the French people have over 300 cholesterol, DPI, and they have the lowest coronary heart disease in Europe. High cholesterol, no heart disease. Okay, that's the French paradox.
Yeah.
But something we don't hear about is high blood pressure in Japan. They're all stressed out. They're little people, the smaller. They have 58% of the men smoke. They have the highest smoking in the whole world. But guess what? They have the lowest lung cancer death rate in the world. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to say this one sentence. Japanese men who smoke live longer than American men who never smoked. So now it's not the smoking. Plus they have high blood pressure from the salt and the sodium and the soy, and their blood pressure's high, and they're all stressed out, as I said. But their bodies are so strong, their DNA doesn't corrupt. So what do? They don't quit smoking. What do? They build their DNA. We can do that, too. We can do it with not a lot of effort. We can do it with seaweed. We do have to eat it every day because we're genetically engineering ourselves right this minute with whatever we're eating and breathing. But we'll get back to the pollution and the radiation. Please do not project our pollution onto these oceans. I get that all the time because the media is so negative. The ocean is not a lake. Only 2% of the coastline is polluted. The water on the bottom comes up to the top once a year. Okay? You can fly for 600 miles an hour for 12 hours and not see land. There's twice as much water as there is land, and we haven't polluted the whole land yet. The oceans are not polluted. We are. We are polluted. And so anybody that says, well, you know, I'm going to watch out for the radiation in Japan, I want you to use your common sense again. It's not so common. The media loves a good story. I was switching channels after the earthquake and the tsunami. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any Japanese zombies crawling to the hospital with sores all over their face. I didn't. And you know, we were, you know, they put the scare in us. I was very happy to hear iodine was in the news. But it was potassium iodide, synthetically made, and they were pushing that. So every opportunity the pharmaceutical industry can give you to take some kind of man-made stuff, they did. And so the people in Japan were not bothered by the radiation because they eat seaweed every day. And the seaweed, maybe it had some radiation in it after that, but they've tested it. They're still fine. Marine algae does not absorb toxic amounts of anything. There might be toxic amounts according to the CDC. In other words, if it was isolated arsenic by itself, here's the toxic amount. But all those toxins, so-called or minerals, are absorbed into the plant. So it's not the same thing as an isolated toxin. In any event, we never saw any Japanese sick. And we see Americans sick every day. We're 47th in the world in infant mortality. We're 40th in the world in we spend the most. We're 40th in the world in health. And we're talking about Japanese radiation? For me, that's like, this is part of the problem, that we're distracted. So the cesium and the radioactive iodine that was released from those reactors had a half-life of about 6 days. That means after 3 days, it wasn't even toxic anymore. And so it was never going to get over here and be toxic. And it wasn't radiostrontium-90, which is nuclear fallout. That's something different. That is a half-life of 50 years, and that's the most hazardous poison in the world, and that's nuclear fallout from atom bombs. But that's not what this was. So the misinformation was unbelievable. It's on my website. If you go to pharmacy.com, you'll see that not only is radiation not a problem, but if it is, you should be taking seaweed every day. So it's just another reason to take it. Seaweed is known for removing heavy metals, mercury, cadmium, lead, toxic fluorine, bromine, chlorine from the body. Sea vegetables were used at Chernobyl and Nagasaki to remove radioactive particles, as well as removing strontium-90. Mm. And actually, there's a compound in seaweed that called sodium alginate in brown seaweed. It's in our blend that removes radiostrontium-90 from the bone marrow, and it inhibits the uptake of it. So even the threat of nuclear war, we should still be taking seaweed. In fact, we should be taking seaweed no matter what's going on. And so all I wanted to do was deliver the best plants to my fellow countrymen, and a way that they can palate it, and that's in pills. And we've never had a claim on our liability insurance in 9 years since I've been making my own blend. And we haven't had one claim. I pay $500 a month for $2 million, and we never use it. That's fine. And we've had no adverse reaction. So it's extremely safe. We've got a track record. Over 3 million bottles have been sold. And it's the most powerful blend of sea plants ever created in the history of mankind. And if your listeners want to go try it, I'm going to do a little commercial here. I'm going to give them a coupon code. And that is that coupon code is UNVITAMIN, the word UNVITAMIN, which we own.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not like the other vitamins. We're the real dietary food supplement. The dietary food supplement means, oh, this is a supplement that has the food that you're missing in your diet. You're missing organic compounds, and our dietary supplement has organic compounds that you're missing. But what we have today, Kenneth, is we have Little Red Riding Hood has been abducted, and the wolf has put her clothes on and grandmother's clothes. We go. We know we're not eating right. We know when the soil is depleted. We also know that we're not getting the nutrition we need with the processed foods, and we're on fast food, and women are on the go and raising the kids. We go to supplement, and guess what? We're supplementing with something that is not found in nature. We're supplementing with something that's made by drug companies. We're supplementing with isolated vitamins that are made from coal tar, which is oil, by drug companies, and that's what we're supplementing with. And that's why every major disease increased in the people taking vitamins in the last 80 years. It's hard to get your head and your hand around that, and I've even talked about the studies that have shown that taking vitamins now is toxic. You're 17% more likely to die younger than someone who doesn't eat vitamins. And you can go to my website, again, pharmacy with an F and an S, and go there and look at the videos. We've got the news programs. We've got the studies. Everything that I've said here is backed up with actual fact, third, fourth, fifth party.
Sure. Would you spell out the letters in your website?
Yeah, that's pharmacy, like with an F and an S, Frank
right.
and Sam. So it's farm, like farm the land, and then farm as an A, and then Sam Edward Alpha, like the ocean, farm a C.
Oh.
That's what we do. It's who we are. And, you know, it's funny, Kenneth, when I talk to professional receptionists, I mean legal and at banks and things, I say F-A-R-M-A-S-E-A. Okay, let me respell it. F-A-R-M-A, okay, S-E-A, they go, okay, F-A-R-M-A-C-Y, C-Y. No, not C-Y, it's F-A-R-M-A. So we're so conditioned with this pharmacy word. That's why Pfizer didn't like it that I got this word, and I trademarked it. And I own it. There's an R next to it. And guess what? Pfizer, you know, Pfizer is my archenemy. I used to have two archenemies, Centrum, owned by Wyeth, and Pfizer, the big drug company. But I only have one archenemy now because Pfizer bought Wyeth last year. So Pfizer owns Centrum, and recently, there's been some very, very negative studies on vitamins showing that increased mortality. Of course, everything I've been saying for 29 years is now being proven by studies outside our country, I might have you know. They're done outside the country, and so the vitamins are going the way of trans fats. You know, we knew trans fats were toxic back in the mid-90s.
Yeah, so now you're here with, I wish we had more time, Scott, because we've covered our hour, but I wanted to summarize something as we wrap up for today, is that with your product, farm and then and then C, we're going to farm a C. Oh, yeah. Farmers of the sea, it's farm a sea. Okay, got it. So that helps me to have a way to remember how to find it and to know that this is a whole food that is packed with nutrition. And and my gosh, it's just primal. And I love the way when people go to your website and they'll see you get this out of pristine waters in North Ireland. I mean, there's so much. I wish we had more time, but I just thank you for taking time to bring this to our attention and hope on your crusade that more people pay attention to this. I know I will. And thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate that. And can I give you that coupon code if anybody wants to go to the site? This is for your listeners only.
Yeah.
It's the word UNVITAMIN, UN vitamin, like UNCOLA, UNVITAMIN. So
okay.
If you use that word when you check out, you save another 15%, and there's no tax if you're on the Internet, and that's the only place you can find it right now.
Wow.
And so
thank you. Thank you so much, Scott.
Can I be on again? I'd love to be on again.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we'll stay in touch and have more to report. So absolutely. And to you, Scott, thank you. My beloved listeners, thank you. And until we meet again, God bless, and goodbye for now. Let go.